January 7th, 1903. Jesus reproduces in Luisa the very sufferings he suffered in his humanity, and with the same power and effects. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking, how is it possible? How can it be true that because of a few sufferings of mine, the Lord would suspend chastisements and debilitate the human strength so that they may not start revolutions and form iniquitous laws? Besides, who am I to earn all this with a few sufferings? And while I was thinking of this, Blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, neither you nor the one who directs you have comprehended your state. Indeed, in your state of sufferings, you disappear completely, and I alone, not mystically, but in living flesh, reproduce the very sufferings which my humanity suffered." Was it perhaps not my sufferings that debilitated demons, enlightened blinded minds, and, in a word, formed the redemption of men? And if they could do this at that time in my humanity, can they perhaps not do it now in yours? If a king went to live in a little hovel, and from there he dispensed graces, help and coins, he would continue his office of king. If anyone would not believe this, one would say that he is foolish. If that is a king, he can do good in the little hovel just as in the royal palace. Or rather, one admires his goodness more because, king as he is, he does not disdain to live in little hovels and miserable huts. Such is your case. I comprehended all this with clarity, and I said, "My Lord, everything you say is fine, but the whole difficulty of my state is the coming of the priest." And he, "My daughter, even if a king lived in little hovels, because of circumstances, necessity, and his very status of king, it is appropriate for his ministers never to leave him alone, but to keep in company, serving him and obeying him in whatever he wants." I was left so convinced that I didn't know what else to say.